Whatever. Moshe Zelig, whatever happened to our New York friend, David Sandel? Has anybody ever heard of him? Seen?
He wrote us a couple of times, said he's coming to Eretz Yisrael.
Really?
Say Avram, maybe Hanukkah or no, he's coming for like a month in January, I think. He's going to be in Yerushalayim.
Okay.
You know, I wrote him and told him we hope he'll visit.
So, at least over Zoom.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You could join us. We'll see a face behind the mystery.
Exactly. He is a mystery person. He says he has a son learning in Yerushalayim now, so he's coming to visit him.
Okay. Rightio. So we were in the Shulchan Aruch, I believe, in Kuf Tzadi Zayin. 197, Sif Aleph. Okay, so we were in the middle of the Sif. I believe we finished the Mishnah Berurah. We wanted to see a number of Bi'ah Halachas. Let's just remind ourselves of what we saw so far. We saw in the Gemara Machloikas, but the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskens, that if you have two people, and the Mishnah Berurah said, in fact, the same would be if you had one person, if you had two and then one joined, or you had two and then one and then two joined, same story. The question is, when the first people, let's talk about the first two, have in fact finished eating, and now the third one wants to join and make a zimun, does the zimun exist or not exist? Because actually they never ate together. And the Gemara was mechadesh, this was the opinion of Shmuel, tremendous chidush, that essentially, if they are in a position that were more food to be brought to them, they would be able to eat it, which means they are not fully satiated, and they would, in theory, be happy to eat more, albeit it's not necessarily planned. That's called eating together. Why? Because they haven't been masiach das. They haven't completely cut themselves off from eating. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush, because as far as they're aware, there's no more food on the table, there's no more food prepared in the kitchen. Theoretically, if some food would suddenly land from moon, then they'll be happy to eat it. But why is that called that they haven't finished the suda? We perhaps would have suggested that that is called they have finished the suda. But this is the chiddush of Shmuel. This is the chiddush of Shmuel. So if they would not be in a position where they could eat, either practically or halachically. Practically would mean because they simply cannot eat anymore, they're too full. Or halachically, as the Shulchan Aruch said, because they said, let us bench. And we saw in the Ramah, the same would be applicable if they did Netilas Yodayim, Mayim Achreinim. So that's not a practical issue, that's a halachic issue. Meaning they may well have a tremendous appetite and they would in theory be able to eat, but halachically they're not allowed to do so because they've already been Masiach Das. How so? By saying, let's bench or doing Netilas Yodayim. So that's essentially what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, and this Meirai V'Raboisai is Halacha L'maisa. So it comes a very strange scenario. You can actually get a situation where there was no one moment where all three were eating at the same time. In fact, the third one began after the first two had finished, and yet there's still a Chiyuv Zimun. Tremendous Chiddush. And the answer is, because we paskan like Shmuel, even though they've finished eating practically, but it's not considered the gemar of the suda. So now let's go back and see a little bit of bir halacha. So go back to the first page. This is one page 199 or daf kuf amud aleph. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch said those three words that the Bi'alocha begins with, Motsu Lemechal Mine. They are able to eat. What does that mean, they are able to eat? able for the moment does not mean halachically able. It means practically they are able to eat. But as we pointed out, if practically they would be able to eat, but halachically they would not be allowed, then that would also mean that the Suda is basically considered finished. Says the Bi'a Halacha, Motsu lemechal minei, kein sarech loima, that's what it's supposed to say, kein hu hagirsa b'shulchan aruch hayishonim, and that's the text in the old Shulchan Aruch. Good morning, Rav Nachum, nice to speak to you this morning. V'hakavona, what this means is, says the Bi'a Halacha, Rav Nachum, we're in the Bi'a Halacha, in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, the dafka im shnehem motsu lemechal minei. What the Bi'a Halacha is emphasizing over here, and if I were you, I would underline the word motsu. The first word is motsu. Motsu is the plural. They are able. They are able. Remember, yesterday we discussed the Shaila. We said, if the first two, for example, have done a Tiras Yadayim for Mayim Achronim, then it's all over. And what happens if only one of them has done so? So that's not explicitly expressed in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Bi'a Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, is pointing out that it is alluded to. Why? Because if the correct girsa is motsu, that they are able, then indeed we have to be in a position where two of them are able to continue. But if one of them has done a tilus yodayim, then only one can continue, and you don't have a zimun. And that's what the Bi'a Halacha says. V'hakavona, tedafka im shneihem, underline the word shneihem. Only if both of them motzu lemechal minei, v'chein mashma loshon Rambam. Well, lefize, according to that, poshut, it will be obvious. De'im echod notal yodov. What happens if one of them washed his hands? Skip the parenthesis. Shuv memela. After that, ein hashlishi yochoy lehitztaref. So now the third person will not be allowed to be mitztaref anymore. Why not? Because we've got to have a situation in the first two, both of them are able to continue. But if one of them has done, if one of them has actually done mayim achronim, so once they've done mayim achronim, so that is the gemar suda. And if that's the gemar suda, s'mameila, there's no din zimun. There's no din zimun. Now, if you look carefully back in the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Have a look at the Loshon of the Gemara. And this whole halacha is dependent on the Loshon of the Gemara. And you'll see a fascinating thing now. It all depends on the girsa in the Gemara.
Daf Nun Zayin?
Daf Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you said Nun. I'm sorry.
Okay, Mem Zayin. Just wanted to see if everyone was awake.
Okay.
Daf Mem Zayin. So I'm just going to turn off the phone. It's ringing in the background. Now, look at the Loshna of the Gemara. This is a fascinating duke. You remember the story. What was the story? The story was that you had Rav and Shmuel sitting, eating their Suda, and then Rav Simi Bachia joined them and he wanted to be Mitztaref to make a Zimun. That was the story. So look at the Loshna of the Gemara when the Gemara says, Omale Shmuel. Have you got the words Omale Shmuel? Mm-hmm. Omale Shmuel, says the Gemara. Ilu Maisi. If they would bring, now look at the next word.
Li.
If they would bring to me Ardelaya, which was his particular favorite food, as Rashi pointed out, or the Goizla la Abba, they'll bring Goizlem to Abba. Abba was, as we know, is Rav.
Is it me? And or? Oh, if they would bring to me.
Right. So that is the $64 million question. Because if Shmuel is saying that were they to bring food to me, I would be happy to continue, and therefore the Suda is not yet finished, well, then we would have a proof that it's enough if one of them can continue. Whereas if he was saying, listen, if they would bring food either to me or to Rav, we would both be happy to continue eating. Well, then to the contrary, then the Gemara is clearly saying that you've got to be that both of them are happy to continue. So that's now the big question. How are we going to learn the Gemara? So look back now in the Bior Halacha. Remember, the Bior Halacha initially was Medayik, the word in the Shulchan Aruch, Motsu. Motsu is the plural form. They would be able to continue. And the Bior Halacha is saying, if that's the case, they means both of them have to be able to continue. If one of them has done the Tilas Yodayim, game over. Says the Bior Halacha, I'm on the third bottom line now. Umotsasi be'elya rabba. I found in the Elya Rabba, Shegam hu metzadeid kein ledina. Metzadeid, like from the word tzad, side. He also sides or leans in that direction, ledina. He also suggests that this would be the case. You've got to have both of them willing to continue. Hello. However, says the Bior Halacha, achar kach mistapik bozeh ketzas. The Elya Rabba, even though in the beginning he sounds fairly convinced that you've got to have both of them able to continue, and as soon as one drops out, the whole thing is finished, says the Bior Halacha, but the Elya Rabba himself afterwards says, actually, on second thoughts, I have a bit of a suffix about this. Umigir says, ha-chavez yoir. From the girsa of the Chavez Yoy Berif Shigoras, Ilu Maisi Li Ardilaya, etc. That was the Gemara. Mashma Gamkein Kemoi Shekosavnu. The Lashon of the Gemara, as we have it, Rabbeisai, what would you say the Lashon of the Gemara, as we have it, suggests? When Shmuel said, if they would bring me my favorite dish and Rav his favorite dish, would you say that that shows you've got to have both of them in, or it's enough to have one?
Both.
The Gemara sounds like you've got to have both. Because why did Shmuel ever have to mention about Rav's favorite food? That's irrelevant. Why did Shmuel simply not say, if they would bring me my favorite food, I would be happy to continue, and that saves the day. From the fact he continued and he said, if they would bring me my food and Rav his food, says the Bior Halacha, mashma gam kein kemoi shekosavnu. That's mashma like we initially suggested, not like the Elya Rabba's sofik. So again, the Elya Rabba initially paskened that yes, you've got to have two of them willing to continue, and that's what the Bior Halacha holds. Says the Bior Halacha, I must be honest, the Elya Rabba does, however, afterwards doubt this. And the Elya Rabba backtracks and is prepared to entertain the possibility that maybe, even if only one of them is able to continue, that would be sufficient. Says the Bior Halacha, well, I must be honest, the Lashon of the Gemara does not sound like that at all. The Lashon of the Gemara definitely sounds like you've got to have both of them on board. And then he says, achar kach motsosi b'maimer Mordechai. He says, afterwards, I found in the Maamar Mordechai, Shekosav ledovor borur kidvareinu. Says the Bialocha, I found in the Maamar Mordechai, that's one of the great poskim, where he says absolutely explicitly, like what we said in the beginning, you've got to have both on board, the harba litmoya ala Elio Rabba. And he wonders and is extremely surprised that the Elio Rabba shemistapik boze. Why is the Elio Rabba even presenting this as a suffix? The Maamar Mordechai says the Bialocha, I'm very excited. Exactly what I was suggesting, that you've got to have both of them on board, even though the Elio Rabba has a doubt about it, but the Maamar Mordechai says there's absolutely no doubt about it, and I cannot understand why on earth the Elio Rabba is even debating this point at all. So it's quite clear that the conclusion of the Bialocha is that if one of them is out, it's all over. And therefore, even though he specifically spoke about Netilas Yodayim, but presumably the same would be true even if there's no Netilas Yodayim. What happens if one of them said, I have not done my machreinim, but to be perfectly honest, I'm so full, I would not be able to eat anything else. So what will be the halacha then?
That's like a verbal declaration. He's ready to bench.
All over.
That's it. It's finished. It's all over. If you cannot eat, then you cannot eat. That is the Gemara Suuda. And if it is the Gemara Suuda, then I'm sorry, we don't have three people on board. We've only got two, and you've got to have three to be nosing. Okay, let's continue. Let's jump a couple of Bi'ur Halachas. The next two are more technical. Go to the Bi'ur Halacha, which begins with the words, Einoi Mitztaref. Einoi Mitztaref. The first word on the line, at least in my edition, is V'hiniach. It's Orachin, but either way, it's the Bi'ur Halacha that begins with the words, Einoi Mitztaref. The Shulchan Aruch said that once they said, let us bench, and then the third one came along, Einoi Mitztaref. By the way, I have a little bit of a query on the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch at the top of the page on the second line. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Aval im omru havlom v'nevorech, if they said, let's bench, and then the third one came along, so then it's too late, einoi mitztaref. Now, would you agree to me, Meirav Raboisai, that the word omru in the plural is a bit troublesome?
If one said it and the other one
acquiesced. Right.
One said it and the other one acquiesced.
Right, so if one said, but the other one didn't, so according to the Bi'ur Halacha, then the third one also cannot be mitztaref. Because once one of them has fallen through, I've no longer got three. So why did the Shulchan Aruch say, aval im omru, in the plural? He should have said, aval im omar echad mehem. Even if they didn't both say. But if one of them said, finished, I'm ready to bench, then it's game over. A little bit of a query. Okay. Have a look at the Bi'ur Halacha now. A very big chiddush. Einoi mitztaref. If once they've said they're ready to bench, Einoi mitztaref. Ayin bo'oi ruach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ur Halacha, look in the Oir Zorua, Sheroitza Lechadesh, he wants to be Mechadesh the following. Dezehu Dafka, everything we have discussed is only applicable Kishahoyu Shnayim, when they had two, Ubo Shlishi. And now the third one has come along, which means until this point, There was definitely no chiyuv zimun. The third one is trying to create a chiyuv zimun. And this is our discussion. Is it considered eating together? Is it not considered eating together, et cetera, et cetera? But everything is based on the assumption that we are talking about where there is not yet a zimun. There is not yet a zimun. However, heicha she'ochlu gimel. What happens if you had three to start off with? They already have an obligation of a zimun. We are not trying to create a chiyav. The chiyav has already been created. Veshuv bo echod. And now the three have finished. They're about to bench. Now, let's say they're about to bench. The fourth one now joins them. He quickly gobbles down a kazayas and says, let me join with you. So now, the fourth one is not trying to create a zimun. Rather, what is he doing? He's trying to join forces with a chiyav that exists already. Says the Ohr Zarua, the Bi'ah Halacha, the name of the Ohr Zarua, phenomenal chiddush, afilu not tlu yedehem. Even if they have done Maim Achreinim, Oisha Omru, Havlon, the Navarich, all the three of them said, let's bench. Gam Kain, Mitstareif Imohem. The fourth one is allowed to join. Umezamin Lohem, Umoitzia Midei Chivasi.
I would have thought for Kert.
Why would you? Why?
Because if there was already, it's not like he's adding anything. It was in the first case where you had two of them, and then he comes along, he's creating the zimun. So
it's a big
I would think there the halakha would allow him to do so, whereas here there's the zimun already, he's not contributing anything. So why should he be allowed to be mitzaref?
But there's a counter argument. It's easier to join forces to a chiv that exists already.
True.
Rather than formulating one. In other words, where does zimun already exist? You're just hopping on the bus. So then it's true. We have declared that we're not continue eating, but we're anyway going to make our zimun. So you're not creating or preventing whether or not we do zimun has nothing to do with you. So you want to join us? Join us. Whereas in the case where we need you, because without you, we don't have a zimun. Then we really need to determine that we've eaten together. That's the chiddush of the Ohr Zarua. The Bi'aloha continues. We're not going to see it inside because it's based on a sugi in Psochim, but the bottom line is, he says that other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim disagree, and therefore it would seem to be that's not the halacha. And therefore in the final analysis, we don't hold of this Ohr Zarua, and therefore we do not distinguish between whether the third guy is joining the first two, or it's the fourth guy joining the first three. There's no distinction. Which means, if there's no distinction, halacha lemaisa, so now let's paint the picture. You have three people sitting, eating together, they're chayev to bench, and with a zimun, and then they do maim achreinim. Or they say, okay, fine, let's bench. And suddenly the fourth one just lands then quickly as a kazayis, he would not join zimun. Why? Because you got nothing to do with us. You ate as a separate sudan. According to the Ohr Zarua, that would not be true. Because the fourth person is not necessary. The zimun has been created anyway. So we don't mind taking on another passenger on board. But the Bi'alocha seems to lean in the direction of saying, yeah, but other Rishonim disagree with that. And there was no distinction made. We do not make a distinction between whether or not we have a zimun without you. Either way, the rule is uniform, i.e. we have to be in a situation of eating together. Once we've done Maim Achreinim, or we've said we're going to bench, our Suda is all over, and it's not considered that we ate together.
I'm assuming that basically the same thing would apply in the case of 9 and 10. And 10
right.
And 11.
Okay.
So who loses out? Guy number 4 loses out, the mitzvah of being a Zimun. That's it.
Because we say to him, I'm very sorry, you landed too late. When you arrived, we have already finished. What does that mean, we have already finished? because the three of us have done my machreinim already. All the three of us have said we're going to bench. But come on, you're doing Zimun anyway. Can't I join you? No, because you didn't eat with us. And halacha for Zimun is, whoever joins in the Zimun, even if you've got more than three, the number one condition is it's got to be three people eating together. Of course, this is always the big question. What's the definition of together? And that's our sugya. Okay, with that, we're back into the Gemara now. So this is halacha l'maisa, very important. We can close the Shulchan Aruch, but this is very, very important halachas. Zogt the Heilige Gemara and Daf Mem Zayin Omud Aleph. First word on the line, Talmidei Derav. That's the words we're up to. Talmidei Derav, the Talmidim of Rav, have a Yosvi. Again, this word Yosvi, they were sitting with Su'udas. All Rav Acha. Rav Acha came up to join them. Omri, with a yud at the end, means plural. So they said, oh, Osa Gavra Rabba, a great man has arrived. Who was that? Rav Acha. A great man has arrived. The Mavorech Lom. So he can be Mavorech for us. Let him bench. Omar Lahu. So he said back to them, Mi Savritu, do you really hold the Godoil Mavorich? That the Godoil is the one who has to be the one to bench? Ika Shebesuda Mavorich. What does Ika Shebesuda mean?
One of the original members of the Suda.
Right, says Rashi. Ika Shebesuda Echod Me Oison Shahoyu Bitchila Seheseva. One of the people who were there from the beginning. Now, clearly, Rav Acha obviously did not join them after they had completely finished. Because if he joined them after they'd completely finished, we've already established, he's anyway not relevant. So he didn't join at the beginning, that's true, but he didn't either join after they'd finished. He joined in the middle of proceedings. They got all excited. Oh, look who's here. Racha's here. Let him bench. So Racha said, no, you don't know the rules. You don't give the Godel to be Mavarech. If all is equal, yes, then you can give the Godel, but not if the Godel turned up late. Says the Gemara, however, we don't paskan like that. The Hilchasa, the halacha is actually that Godel Mavarech. You do give cover to the Godel. Godel over here does not mean the tallest, unfortunately. Godel over here means the biggest Talmud Chacham. Afal Gav, the Osa Libasoif. Even though he came at the end, the halacha is that actually there is a mitzvah to Mechabed the Godel. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you will see this. Have a look at Reish Aleph 201 in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Shulchan Aruch, Reish Aleph 201, the opening sif, Godoil Mevorech Afilu Bo Besoif. Well, there you have it. It's on page 207. Top line says the Shulchan Aruch, Godoil Mevorech Afilu Bo Besoif. Even if he came at the end, there is still an inyan. At the end, obviously doesn't mean he came after the Gemara is finished, after the meal has finished. It means, as we said before, he joins in the middle of the meal. If you immediately look at the Mishnah Brura in Sivkotan base, we'll come back to Aleph in a moment, but have a look at the Mishnah Brura Sivkotan base. Says the Mishnah Brura Sivkotan base, what does it mean, Besoif? Besoif Hasuda, look what he sends us to. Back to the simon that we just learned. kol heicha, as long as the e maisi lehu midi, if they'd still bring him food, motzi lemeichel, ukedele el, but simon kufzadi zayin sif aleph. As we've said in kufzadi zayin sif aleph, so the Mishabura is clearly pointing out, don't make a mistake. When the Shulchan Aruch says that you're mechabed the godly, even if he comes at the end, doesn't mean at the end after the whole party's finished, because then really it is too late. Rather, he comes at the end, meaning at a time when, albeit it's true, they're finished eating, but they would still be happy to continue eating, like we've already expressed in Kufzadi Zayin Sif Aleph. Now, just continue with one line of the Shulchan Aruch. Godoil mevorech afilu bo besoif, v'imrot so litein rashus lakotin mevorech rashoi. But if he passes it on, if he's happy to say, no, I'd rather not bench and give it to somebody less senior, then that is absolutely no problem. It may well be my chiv to be mechabed the godel, but he's allowed to pass it on and say, I'd rather give it to the cotton. Now, what's the definition of godel? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what is, says the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, what does it mean, Godoil? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu HaGodoil B'chochma. Doesn't mean the oldest, it means the greatest in wisdom, obviously this means in Torah wisdom, Shebechol HaMasubin, of everybody there sitting there. Hu Yeh HaMavarech Birkas HaMozen L'Kulam, he should be the one to bench on behalf of everybody. Now remember, we keep on bumping into the same problem. What is the problem that we keep on bumping into? Is that nowadays, nobody is benching on behalf of anybody else. Everybody's benching themselves. In the times of the Gemara where Zimun required one person to bench on behalf of everybody else, oh, big covered. He's going to be one not just to lead the proceedings, but he's going to be one who might see everybody. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'af, and even though the Hashta, even though nowadays haminig, our custom is shekol echad mevorech la'atzmoi belachash, every person there is benching for himself, albeit quietly, but everybody's benching. So in fact, the godoil is not being moitzi anybody. Mikol mokoim minag derech eretz lechabdoi. It's still nonetheless the minig of derech eretz to honor him. Shehu, Sheyehu HaMezamin. But he should be the one to be Mezamin. Now, there are other details. We'll have to hold it over here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will resume from the beginning of this Mishnah Berurah. We're not going to see all of it. And then we'll go back into the Gemara and continue towards the bottom of the Yom.
Oh.
Okay.